Unmade. Part 1 of Murderbot Becomes Old Guard Immortal. Written by Flipspring and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandoms, The Murderbot Diaries, The Old Guard. Rating: Mature. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Characters: Murderbot, Asshole Research Transport, Dr. Mensa Says Hi. Additional tags: Body Horror, Body Dysphoria, Suicidal Ideation, not really that last one, but to be safe. Self-Harm, Memory Loss, Horror. Premise: Murderbot dies and awakens as an immortal, but its organic human parts keep trying to heal over its inorganic robotic parts. Alternate Universe, Human. Kinda. From the author's notes: Murderbot Discord mentioned the most tantalizingly horrible concept of a Murderbot/Old God crossover with reverse cyborg body horror. Summary. Day Zero. Ow. Fuck.
Restart failure. System restart.
What does that mean? What?
Restart failure. System restart.
Fuck!
Restart failure. System restart.
Oh, fuck!
Restart failure. System restart.
A flash of something. Some sort of sensation. Some brightness that comes from nowhere. It hurts. It doesn't.
Restart failure. System restart.
Oh, fuck!
Restart failure. System restart.
Wait!
Restart failure. Restart aborted.
A flash of something that fizzles into a constant static. Some sort of sensation, some feeling that comes from nowhere. All of it hurts. Raw. A sensor cut open and whiting out garbled static. There's a popping feeling, and then sound. There's sound. What is sound? More sound, spiking and falling. More sound. The sound is familiar. What does it mean, for something to be familiar? Wait, what's going on? What is happening? Where am I? Thoughts are forming out of the sensation. I'm here. I'm here. I exist. What the fuck is happening? I don't remember. Remember? What does it mean, to remember? There's another popping feeling. And then a ribbon of pattern is feeding into my awareness. I latch onto it, because it's the only thing with any definition to it, the only thing that has shape to its static. It pours through me, and I cannot make sense of any of it, but I'm glad that there's something, at least, that isn't just random splinters of uncategorizable feeling whirling around. Another popping feeling. I can see. There's light. My eyes shut, by reflex, an unconscious reaction, because it's bright, and I can't make any sense of it. The sound spikes. The thread of pattern in my mind becomes an indistinguishable flood. Wait. Eyes? I have eyes. I have a body. I exist. Oh, fucking hell. I don't know what happened, but I'm starting to suspect that it was bad. I'm starting to suspect that this isn't the usual order of my existential universe, or whatever. Maybe, if I can figure out what happened and where I am, I can figure out... Wait. The noise.
Sec unit. Rush. Please. Hear me? Can.
Hang on. There's pattern in the noise too. And the pattern in my mind is clarifying, and I abruptly recognize it as a feed connection. I can't read it or understand it, but it's a feed connection. Every time I realize something, it's a relief. A relief rather tarnished by the increasing evidence that some really bad shit is going on. I'm pretty sure the world isn't usually this confusing. I don't have a lot of evidence for that, except for the fact that the absolute chaos seems to be coalescing into pattern. Oh, ow. Something hurts. That's no fun. The feed resolves into something that makes sense. Sort of. It's a query. I open my eyes. The light bothers me, and I'm having trouble parsing it, but the noise spikes again.
Sec unit, can you... awake?
Another query in the feed. I try to respond to it and manage to send something. It doesn't make any sense to me, and probably doesn't make any sense to whatever is on the other end of the query, but it's something. A noise, quiet, and a feeling of vibrating. I think I've just succeeded in making a noise with my mouth. The background noise takes another spike, a loud jumble of confusing tones and sounds. The feed goes quiet. And then it blooms into something like light and sound inside me, and that's pretty fucking confusing. As if I needed any more stimulation right now. But it feels familiar, which is nice. Because so far, I've been confused and garbled and in pain for as far back as I can remember, which is... Well, I just tried to check my clock, I think, but I can't find where the clock is. The feed says,
I managed to stop the restart loop 58 minutes and 22 seconds ago.
The feed feels a certain way I can't recognize or articulate yet. That long? I've been floating around like this for nearly an hour? I try to respond, and I manage only a garbled string. The feed says,
Your responses are encouraging. I was worried.
I respond again, and this time manage an intelligible string. Progress. I'm getting to the point where each tiny step forward is more of a frustration than a relief. I'm starting to realize just how much of me is currently broken. My response,
Where am I? In my med bay.
I ask,
Who are you?
There is silence in the feed for what feels like an eternity, but might have been an hour or a second. I still can't find my fucking clock. The feed finally responds with a swell of feeling and focus, something I recognize to be a computing address. It's the same address as whatever is transmitting the feed. Well, that was completely confusing and unhelpful. The feed says,
I can't trigger a system rebuild for you. That's what was causing the infinite loop. You'll have to figure your way out on your own.
All this time, there's been noise, occasionally discernible as words, and light, occasionally discernible as moving shapes, and the familiar noise plus light playing in the background of the feed. I say, in the feed,
Something bad happened to me?
Another endless pause, which I suddenly realize wasn't endless, because I realized that the background noise plus light in the feed was a video playing at a standard speed. I was able to check the progress on the video and see the seconds ticking. Wish I'd figured that out sooner.
Yes, you died.
Well, that sucked. At least my faculties were such that I knew what death was, now. Great. But that also didn't make sense.
I'm not dead now.
A pause that felt endless, but by using the video I was able to determine the length to be 1.1 seconds. Oh.
It would seem you're not dead now, but you're badly damaged. No fucking shit, Art.
Art? Holy shit. I was talking to Art. I didn't entirely remember who Art was, but the feeling of this conversation was so familiar that I had reflexively addressed Art as Art. And I was sure that I was talking to Art. Well, maybe 50% sure. A feeling of enormous pressure and presence in the feed. And I had to close my eyes and stop the video to cut down on the strain on my processing. I said,
Stop!
And the presence withdrew instantly. There was a silence for a while, and I turned the video back on so that I'd know how much time was passing. The presence was still in the feed. We were silent for a bit, and the longer I watched and listened to the video, the more I seemed to understand. Until, abruptly, I realized that I was watching the rise and fall of Sanctuary Moon. I felt a popping, dislocating sensation.
System restart.
Oh, fuck.
System rebuild.
Oh, thank fuck. Art said,
You did it.
Its relief was palpable. My own relief was even more palpable. Once I got control of my pain sensors again, I was going to dial them down to decimals. And then, because Art was Art, it added,
It certainly took your organic parts long enough to figure that out.
I said,
Fuck you.
After exactly 3 seconds by Sanctuary Moon standard time, I added,
What happened? Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's you who died.
I knew little more about death than I had 33 Sanctuary Moon standard minutes ago.
I'm not currently dead. Don't see how that's possible if I died.
You took a projectile weapon directly to the organic parts of your brain.
By now, I remembered enough about my own build to understand just how bad that was.
That would have killed me.
Yes,
Art said, patiently. The patience felt a little condescending, but to be fair to Art, I had barely been managing to output coherent strings until about 33 minutes ago, at which point the coherent strings had started coming a little easier.
Approximately 33% of the organic parts of your brain had been destroyed. I have some of the remains stored in the lounge fridge.
I mulled that over for a moment.
How the fuck am I alive?
I don't know, but according to the MET scanner, your brain has grown back.
Now, I may not know much in my current compromised state, but I'm pretty sure brains don't do that. Art said,
how about we just watch some Sanctuary Moon while we wait for your system rebuild?
Sure.
And we did. This rebuild didn't take as long as the one I had after I nearly deleted myself to fight off the sentient killware. The main problem had been massive physical damage to my organic and inorganic parts, rather than a data corruption or deletion problem. Art had somehow gotten its hands on SEC unit parts and used its MET system to fix them, and my organic parts had mysteriously regenerated itself, counter to all previously understood laws of biology and physics. Art had even taken the dubious risk of hacking into company data banks to get its, metaphorical, hands on some proprietary data on SEC unit physiology. There was no explanation to be had there for my miraculous recovery from death. Anyway, whatever had happened, I was alive. I guess that's a plus, since now I was able to watch the series finale of Lineages of the Sun. A negative was that the series finale of Lineages of the Sun was fucking terrible, and I almost wished I'd stayed dead and never seen it. Art was parked in Preservation System for the time being, having returned from whatever catastrophic mission had caused me to lose half my brain. Familiar and unfamiliar people came and went. I spent most of my time in the lounge area, enduring humans acting emotionally around me and telling me how glad they were that I was alive. This was just awkward, because while I still wasn't sure exactly what had happened, Arch refused to tell me the details, I was pretty certain that it was my fault that shit had gone so fabulously sideways. Another negative of my mysterious resurrection was a significant, read catastrophic 58%, loss of data from my inorganic long-term memory. It was much like experiencing a half-assed, but extremely thorough, memory wipe, and I wasn't totally sure how much of my pre-death self had survived the process. My organic parts remembered some things, but they were mushy, half-formed ghosts of memories hardly useful for anything. I was sure that I'd lost some favorite media, and I didn't recognize Dr. Mensa when I saw her the day after my inorganic rebuild finished. It was only Art's intervention in my feed that prevented me from making a total ass of myself in front of her. So that was not great. I also suspected that I didn't remember half of what I'd been through with Dr. Mensa and the rest of the Preservation Orcs team. My entire memory file of our first mission together was corrupted and unsalvageable. I'd completely forgotten that Dr. Gurathin had even been there. So, things were weird. And then they got weirder, because of course they did. The first time I attempted a recharge cycle after my rebuild, my organic parts interrupted the cycle halfway through and started up all my emergency alert processes. I'd been lying in recharge mode in an unoccupied bunk in Art's crew quarters and had come back to myself standing stock straight, my energy weapons raised and ready to fire at the desk in the corner of the room. Art was yelling at me in the feed. My organic body parts were sweating, and my organic brain parts were flooded with stress hormones. I noticed that the desk in the corner of the room was scorched by twin energy weapon blasts. I was shaking, and my head hurt, and my arms hurt, and my chest hurt. I lowered my arms and forced my energy weapons back into safety lock.
What was that?
Art demanded. I didn't know, and so I didn't answer. I stood in the middle of the dark room and stared at the scorched desk. A 2.2-second pause. Art said, its tone more neutral.
I'd like to take a scan of you in the med bay.
I turned and headed to the med bay without comment. Art scanned me with its equipment. It said, its tone still in that carefully neutral territory,
some of your organic parts are inflamed.
It showed me the readings from the scan. I wasn't really built to understand medical readings that weren't instructions from a med system, so Art translated them for me. All over, particularly where my organic parts met my inorganic parts, were signs of inflammation and irritation. My brain was the most worrying. The fluid pressure in the organic parts in my brain were above standard, and my neurological pathways were occasionally firing in abnormal patterns. I turned my pain sensors down so that the general ache all over my body subsided.
What does this mean?
I asked, even though neither of us knew the answer.
We'll just have to pay attention to how this progresses,
said Art.
This may just be after effects from your organic parts rebuilding themselves.
Organic parts? Not just my organic brain parts?
Art was silent for 3.9 seconds.
When you died, there was significant damage to other organic parts of your body as well. I didn't instruct the med system to treat them, since you were dead, but they healed on their own.
And you're only telling me this now?
I was a little pissed at Art, frankly. I thought it was reasonable for me to be pissed in this situation. I tried to remind myself that Art didn't really know what was going on either. That Art probably hadn't wanted to alarm me. Art probably thought I needed to be protected from the truth of how damaged I'd been. Oh, great. I'm only making myself more pissed at Art. Art, still professionally neutral.
I didn't think it was important.
Next time just tell me and let me decide whether it's important or not. You know, since it's my stupid body.
I said, and left the med bay to go finish my recharge cycle. About a day after that, I was watching Worldhoppers with Art in the lounge area when shooting pain ran up my left arm. I'd been dialing my pain sensors further and further down over the last 24 hours to deal with the constant aching pain of my inflamed organic parts. I'd been doing my best to ignore my steadily dropping performance reliability. But this shooting pain broke through the background ache. I rolled up my sleeve. The places where my organic parts met the inorganic parts of my energy weapon were puffy and hot to the touch. I felt another shooting pain and saw the edge of my energy weapon tilt a little, as if it had been squeezed ever so slightly out of alignment. I stared at it. Another shooting pain, and then a deeper, more acute throbbing all the way up my arm. I dialed down my pain sensors some more.
May I take another scan of you in the med bay?
Art asked. I could feel the presence of its focus on me in the feed. I stared at my arm. One of Art's crew strolled into the lounge area, and I rolled down my sleeve and stood to go to the med bay. I submitted to Art's scan, and then looked at the interpretation of the results. I felt a feeling that, if I had been human with a digestive system, probably meant that I'd have been heading to the sanitary facility to go hurl my guts out. 5 seconds. 10 seconds. 15 seconds. Art tapped my feed. I snapped.
I know what it looks like. I read your notes.
What do you want to do about it?
What I wanted to do was go find a nice, confined, cubicle-like closet and put on Sanctuary Moon and turn my pen sensors down to zero and pretend none of this was happening. But it was happening. I stood in Art's med bay and stared at the scan results. I said,
I don't know.
I rolled up my sleeve again and looked at my arm. It was getting worse. Some of my inflamed organic parts were splitting apart, bleeding, then immediately knitting back together. My energy weapon was even more out of alignment than it had been minutes ago. I was getting acute shooting pains in both arms now, and throughout my body, even though my pain sensors were dialed down to nearly nothing. The thing was, I agreed with Art's assessment of the scan. It looked like my whole body was trying to recover from a botched implant surgery. My organic parts were rejecting my inorganic parts and were trying, haphazardly and unsuccessfully, to expel my inorganic parts from my body. Art scanned me again without asking. It showed me the scan. It highlighted the bones growing in my organic parts. They'd grown a collective millimeter or so in the intervening time since the last scan. Actual human bones pressed up and grating against my inorganic skeleton. I felt that feeling that was maybe analogous to human nausea again. Then I realized that if whatever was going on with my body kept going, I might actually grow a whole human digestive system and throw up for real.
Can you stop this?
I asked.
Do you have bone-stopping drugs or anything?
And, hey, maybe that's a stupid question, but for all I know, humans do have drugs that'll stop them from growing stupid extra bones in the case of a rare, spontaneous extra bone disease, which is something I apparently have. I've never before had reason to wonder what happens when humans or constructs grow extra bones.
No, that doesn't exist,
said Art, still with that infuriatingly calm neutrality. I wanted to trash this room. I wanted to shoot my energy weapons into everything until it was piles of ash. But everything around me was Art, and it wasn't Art's fault that my body had turned into something out of a horror movie. Well, something more out of a horror movie than it previously had been. I wanted to break my own arms off.
Can you at least cut these fucking bones out of me?
I don't think that'll solve the problem, said Art.
Its neutral tone was breaking. I pretended not to notice.
Cut these fucking bones out of me, Art?
I demanded.
Please.
I was begging, and I couldn't even make myself feel embarrassed for begging. I couldn't fucking handle this.
Perhaps a certain suit of anti-cancer medications could have some effect,
Art said, dubiously, uneasily.
Growth suppressants and the like.
Well, then give me those for fuck's sake.
I don't know what effect they'll have on construct physiology.
We know what effect not taking them will have, and I'm not too crazy about that option.
Fine, Art snapped. I'll have to put in an order for the meds. I don't have a stock of them on hand.
Well, while we're waiting for those meds, cut those bones out of me.
I hopped up on the medbay operating suite.
This is not a solution.
Leaving the bones where they are isn't a solution either. They hurt like all fuck, and I have my pain senses completely off.
Art scanned me again. It was silent for a whole 15 seconds.
Well?
I lay down on the operating suite.
Do it.
Fine.
Art had to shut me down for the surgery. When I rebooted, it was to an extreme, unfiltered pain. My pain sensors were operating at full. This pain was even worse than the last time Art had adjusted my configuration, which was a memory that had survived my long-term storage completely unscathed.
Performance reliability at 50%.
Did you get the bones out?
Yes, but they're growing back. Even faster than they were previously.
I stared up at the ceiling. A drone whirred quietly as it cleaned some of the blood and fluids off the operating suite, careful not to touch me. From Art's internal camera access, I could see the tray of bones and bone fragments lying beside me, waiting to go in the recycler.
Performance reliability at 51%.
Art said,
I can surgically remove your inorganic parts.
Performance reliability at 48%.
Fuck no!
I'm only suggesting that should it come to that, and your organic part starts growing completely in and pushing out your inorganics, it may be the least painful option.
I don't know what it's like to cry, but I had an odd feeling that I might be finding out pretty soon. I said,
I'm not human. I don't want to be human. Why is this happening to me?
If I knew, I might be able to help,
said Art.
I'm doing what I can.
I said,
I know you are.
Performance reliability at 47%.
Dr. Mensah pinged me in the feed. It had been a couple of days since I'd returned to consciousness, and she wanted to know if I'd be visiting her on Preservation Station. I usually did, between jobs with Art. But at this time, I was lying in Art's medbay, leaking, my body ripping itself apart and knitting itself together like some kind of monstrous, meaty human child's toy. My energy weapons were mostly displaced from their proper location, dragging the inorganic supporting structure of my arms with them. So, my arms were nearly useless, and moving them was agony even though my pain senses were shut completely off. I was waiting on the anti-cancer medications, which were supposed to arrive between 5 to 15 hours from now, as fast as Art could make the logistics happen. My performance reliability had been steadily falling, and I was having trouble working my interface. My feed connection kept dropping. Art had stopped talking to me, except to shortly answer direct questions, which was freaking me out a bit, but not nearly as much as everything else about my current situation was freaking me out, so Art's reticence was a problem for the back burner. Art had brought in a wide physical view screen into the medbay, since my feed and internal player kept glitching. The view screen was playing Sanctuary Moon. I had been insinuating to Art's crew, most of whom were visiting Preservation Station, that I had left the ship to go visit Dr. Mensah on the station. Unfortunately, one of them had blabbed this to Dr. Mensah, thereby blowing my extremely flimsy lie.
I'm recuperating on Art,
I said. A response came from Dr. Mensah about a minute later.
Oh? I thought Katie mentioned you had come to the station.
I hated getting caught in a shitty lie. But in my defense, I really didn't want anyone to know about my current waking nightmare.
I'm not totally recovered, so I'm trying to avoid people. Perhaps I should have guessed.
Dry tone. She was poking a little fun at me. It might even have been funny, had circumstances been completely different. Instead, it just made me feel shittier.
You seem to be doing well when I last saw you. What happened? Side effects of cheating death, I think.
That was true enough.
Some of my systems are on the fritz. Art is looking into it.
Also true. But it's probably the understatement of the century, and I should be getting an award for how much of a lie it is without being a lie.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Real sympathy. Great. Now I feel like an asshole as well as generally shitty.
I hope it gets sorted out soon. I'll come see you when it does.
I'm not yet sure if this one is a lie. In the end, the meds didn't work. My organic parts kept growing. My feed axis dropped completely. My body's inorganic started malfunctioning, their connections displaced by encroaching organics. After a certain point, Art refused to keep cutting away my extraneous organics, and I couldn't even blame it, even if I was fucking furious when it refused to remove the extra flesh that was pushing my inorganic leg parts out of their sockets. It was obvious that nothing was going to stop the organics from growing in.
Just let me cut it out,
said Art, over the PA in the medbay room. It was talking about my entire fucking torso. My organics were shoving the inorganic bulk of my lower torso askew, trying to simultaneously push it out of the way and grow in around it. I had tear ducts now, and they were getting a hell of a workout. Turns out, crying is completely involuntary and completely gross. I was in constant, agonizing pain. I had mucus streaming out of my nose. I had blood and fluids leaking out of new and exciting places. About an hour ago, my eyes had fallen out and grown back in. No, I gasped, and something burned in my chest. Maybe it was new lung tissue. It was difficult to breathe. I constantly felt like I wasn't getting enough air.
Please,
said Art. I realized, through the blurring hurt throughout my body, that Arch was begging me.
This is the only thing I can do for you.
You could kill me, I snapped. It's funny. I was dying. I knew I was dying. After all this was over, whatever it was, I was never going to be me again.
Don't,
Art snapped back.
That's not funny.
And then I lost access to the inorganic parts of my brain. Everything was a fog. I couldn't think. I couldn't see. My vision was there, but it was vague, undetailed, my focus sliding all over the place and landing on nothing in particular. I tried to access Sanctuary Moon and couldn't. I tried to pull the fresh memory of Dr. Mensah's face that I had backed up when I'd last seen her, and couldn't. I took a deep, breathless breath and screamed. I'd never screamed before in my life. It was hoarse and weak, and I ran out of air almost as soon as I started. There was a terrible pressure in my chest, my arms, my head, everywhere. I was disoriented. I barely knew where I was, who I was. I scrambled for my feet, for my memory, for my fucking clock, and I had nothing. It was all just a mess of pain and confusing, disoriented inputs, and I couldn't even focus on any one part of it.
What happened?
Something pulled closer, a shape hovering just out of my reach. I struggled to place it, struggled to put together the morass of my organic sensory input. What would be in the medbay? I'm in the medbay. Who would be there? Oh, Maddrone. Maddrone. What was this thing? Maddrone. A voice said,
What is it?
I said, Who are you? Art? Who are you? Are you there?
I'm here,
said the thing that I think was a Maddrone, but I was so distracted by the pain and the disorientation that I couldn't remember what this thing near me was on a second-by-second basis. It was all just light and shapes and sounds and pain. I had to explain. I was so confused. I had to explain. My brain. My fucking brain. I can't think.
You can do this,
said the voice, and then said some other stuff that I don't remember.
Humans do this all the time.
I'm not human, I tried to scream, but ran out of air. I don't know how.
Lie still,
said the voice.
You'll hurt yourself.
The light whirled, a jarring sensation. I think I hit my head on something.
I'm going to restrain you.
Stop! I yelled, then ran out of air and sucked down another breath. I can't see! I felt something. Sensations. The light changing, my body moving. I'm trying to move and only succeed in banging my arm on something. It hurts. I'm lying down and I can't move.
Are you blind?
My eyes work a little, but they're shit. It's my fucking brain. I blinked furiously, trying to get the light to resolve into something that made sense. And it did make sense, sometimes, but I kept getting distracted by the pain I was in and the fact that I couldn't focus on anything for more than a few seconds at a time before I got sidetracked by something else. It's my fucking brain, Art.
I'm going to administer painkiller.
My brain snapped to attention at the word painkiller. And then a strange sensation flooded me, first by my shoulder, then my other shoulder. A receding feeling, a calm shutdown. I still hurt, in my head, in places that were part of me but that I was unfamiliar with. But a lot of it toned down, and I was able to focus my attention a little better on the drone moving around my stupid, mangled body, administering small doses of intravenous painkiller. I was silent for a bit and tried to breathe.
Is that better?
Art asked. Yeah, I said, but it still sucks. The drone hovered near my head. I stared at it a little, and then my gaze slid off to the blinking light on the medbay wall, and then I got distracted by how much I was hurting.
I think,
said Art,
I'm not going to be able to fix this. All I can do is remove your inorganic parts so that your organic parts will stop trying to grow around them.
I was silent,
Do you understand?
Art asked. Fuck me, I said. I was tired. A huge wave of I don't care crashed over me. Fuck it. Just do it. When I woke up, I was disoriented. It didn't hurt, exactly, but everything was slow and dark and didn't make much sense. There was a dark shape next to me.
You're in the crew area, in a bed,
said Art through its drone.
You're on some painkillers, but they may be unnecessary. Once I got your inorganics out, your organics heals completely up.
I felt the bed and blankets with my hands. Responses felt slow and unsteady, and nothing felt the way it should. I pushed the blanket down a bit and touched my face with my hands. The sensations were different. Some of it made sense, some of it didn't. There was feeling where there should be nothing. There was nothing where there should be feeling.
You might need to reprogram your senses. Vision, proprioception, touch, etc.
I put my hands down. They felt the blanket. I fidgeted absently with the texture, then forcibly stilled my hands when I realized what I was doing. Art, I said, and then didn't know how to finish. Art waited a while for a response, accounting for the slow thought processes of organic human brains. I then said,
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, idiot, I sighed. I guess I'm useless to you now.
You're not useless.
I made a scoffing noise. The light on the drone flickered.
You can still do security for our missions. It'll just take work to rebuild some of your faculties.
It won't be the same, I said. I couldn't use drones the way I always had. I couldn't work in the feed, or hack, or move, or fight the way I always had. My body had been made a foreign place. I was a foreign place, and I didn't know how to navigate myself.
No, it won't,
said Art. Don't treat me like your human crew, I said.
I won't,
Art agreed.
You're not human.
My throat got stuck. I pulled the blanket up over my head with my hands and pretended to sleep. After pretending for a while, I did sleep. I dreamed of other people whom I'd never seen. The end.